Very many thanks to Pat Price and Accessible World for inviting Dolphin Computer Access, who are your presenters this week, for Tech Talk. I'm Dave Williams. You may recognise my voice from my days with ACB Radio. And this week, I'm here to introduce you to Dolphin, Dolphin's products, Pocket PC, and Dolphin's screen reader for Pocket PC, Pocket HAL. We'll then go on to demonstrate some typical tasks that you as a blind person may wish to accomplish using a mainstream Pocket PC. We hope to also provide an opportunity to answer your questions, although that may not be today, so bear with us and we'll ensure that all your questions are answered. But we have got quite a lot to get through in the next hour, so without any further ado, let's press on. Dolphin was founded in 1986, so over 20 years ago now. Dolphin's goal is really quite a simple one, and that is to provide access to mainstream technology for people who are blind, low vision, or experience dyslexia. Dolphin achieves this goal through our software solutions, which run on mainstream platforms, providing access to mainstream operating systems and mainstream applications. As much as possible, Dolphin software attempts to preserve the original interface of those applications in order that users have skills that are transferable and can be taught and learnt by interacting with sighted peers. This approach leads to greater acceptance, independence, and confidence in the home, at school, at work, and on the go. So what do I mean by Dolphin software solutions? Well, we can divide Dolphin's products into two categories. Dolphin's alternative format products are largely concerned with the production and playback of the digital talking book standard, DAISY. Dolphin call these products our alt format range. And more information, of course, is available from the Dolphin website. The other family of products available from Dolphin is our Access range, and these are pieces of software which makes it easier for somebody who is blind or low vision to use their desktop PC running Microsoft Windows. Incidentally, the cost of Dolphin's software for Windows is the same irrespective of which version of the Microsoft operating system you happen to be running. Dolphin's Access range includes our comprehensive screen magnifier, Luna, and if you are a magnification user, it's definitely worth giving Luna a try as it works with the vast majority of Windows applications and situations. Dolphin's Windows screen reader is called HAL, and as well as offering comprehensive speech output with a vast array of verbosity and style options using your choice of synthesizer, HAL provides braille output and input in a choice of languages. Supernova, Dolphin's screen reader magnifier, integrates the functionality of Luna and HAL to provide a seamless solution, particularly desirable for people whose level of eyesight may change, or in situations such as a public access computer, where the administrator doesn't know whether the person who is using that computer is going to be blind or low vision. Supernova overcomes many of the problems experienced by users of assistive technology when one is trying to get two conflicting pieces of access technology to coexist on a single system. So hopefully that gives you a broad overview of the range of products available from Dolphin. And if you're new to Dolphin, then certainly you can try any of the products mentioned in this presentation. It's also worth pointing out that local support is available in the United States through Dolphin's network of dealers or from Dolphin Direct by writing to support@dolphinusa.com. But don't worry about taking notes just now, because we will repeat contact information at the end. So before we get into Dolphin's mobile product range, which really is a subset of our Access range, let's just reflect on what it actually means to be a fully fledged screen reader. As blind computer users, we have certain expectations about the sorts of things that a screen reader will tell us. For example, we expect that a screen reader would tell us information about the type of control that we're currently interacting with. So if you were to open a menu menu or take the focus to a checkbox, we would expect the screen reader to tell us about that type of control. Additionally, we would expect a screen reader to be able to be configured so that it can echo every character that is typed, every word that is typed, every word and character that is typed, or for some of us, even turn that off altogether. Typically, a quality screen reader will also let you determine style information about the text which appears on screen. So you would expect your screen reader to be able to tell you what color text is, what font it's in, what point size it is, whether or not the text is emboldened, underlined, italicized, and so on. Dolphin's screen reader, HAL, allows you to configure that information separately, depending on whether or not the focus is in an edit area, on a menu, in a prompt area, such as a dialogue, whilst performing a document read, or while using the virtual focus. The virtual focus is HAL's virtual cursor, which can be used to review the screen independently of the application cursor, or even in situations where the application itself doesn't have a beam cursor available. You would also expect a full-fledged screen reader to offer you options in terms of your synthesizer, so you can choose the voice here. Also, what kind of braille display do you wish to use? Is it one from Humanware, one from Freedom Scientific, or one from Optilec, or perhaps another supplier? The point I'm making really is that a screen reader is about giving you choice. Choice about the information you receive in terms of the control that you're on. Choice about the style information that is reported to you and when that information is reported to you. Also a choice about what synthesizer you use, a choice about which braille display you prefer to read with, and perhaps in some cases which braille device you prefer to write with. Additionally, a fully fledged screen reader should also include the tools which enable you to train that screen reader to work with non-standard applications. So as we know, as screen reader users, not every application talks right away. Obviously, the vast majority do if they use standard Windows conventions. However, there are circumstances where you may need to use some non-standard application, such as in a call center, somebody might be working in a radio station, somebody perhaps using some kind of accounting software, which isn't widely used and perhaps uses non-standard controls. In those situations, Dolphin's range of mapping tools allows you to customize the screen reader to identify what's happening on screen. And the way I described Dolphin's mapping tools to somebody last week is it's a little bit like creating a set of rules to filter your email. So essentially, you're creating a set of rules in the screen reader to filter the on-screen contents and to help the screen reader better decipher the information that is currently being displayed on screen. An extensive discussion of Dolphin's mapping tools is really beyond the scope of this presentation, but I felt that it was really important to establish some ground rules about what we mean when we talk about a fully fledged screen reader, and hopefully by describing HAL, I've done that. So now we're all clear about what a screen reader is and does, let's talk about Pocket PC. The vast majority of people listening to this will be familiar with Microsoft Windows. Windows is the operating system which powers about 80% of the world's desktop and laptop computers. Windows comes with a range of applications built in, such as email and a calculator and an internet browser. But Windows also acts as a platform on which you can install additional applications like Microsoft Office or the Winamp Media Player or perhaps even Skype for communicating with voice over the internet. Armed with appropriate training and a Windows screen reader, a blind person can be as productive as pretty much most sighted people when using a computer. Most blind people with that training and a Windows screen reader take it for granted today that they can send and receive email, create documents, including spreadsheets and PowerPoint presentations, as well as visit websites, accessing news, information, products and services from any number of providers. Not to diminish the significant access challenges people who are blind still face, such as information presented graphically, I'm thinking of captures on web pages and the like, but increasingly blind people are using screen readers, accessing mainstream applications in order to gain access to education and gainful employment. Accessing the same technology as our peers means that we're no longer segregated when it comes to the procurement of technology. Moreover, accessing mainstream technology ensures that our applications are interoperable with those of our colleagues. This enhances the credibility of us as blind people when attempting to gain access to education and employment. The cost of refreshable Braille continues to fall, and the need for an external hardware speech synthesizer is no longer a requirement, access to mainstream technology has never been more attractive. This is now as much true for handheld devices as it has been in the past for desktops and laptops. In the same way that Microsoft Windows powers your desktop and laptop computer, providing the underlying infrastructure allowing you to install third-party applications, including a screen reader, Microsoft Windows Mobile powers an increasing range of handheld devices, including personal digital assistants and Windows Mobile smartphones. Like Windows for the desktop, Windows Mobile comes in a variety of flavors and versions. And today we're going to focus on Windows Mobile for Pocket PC. What is a Pocket PC? Well, it's just that. It's a PC that fits in a pocket. These are devices that are widely available from mainstream suppliers. So in the same way that you might buy your computer from Best Buy or Circuit City or Radio Shack, then you can, of course, get your PDA, your Pocket PC, from those same suppliers. In fact, many mobile phone companies, many cellular operators can supply Pocket PC devices too. And, of course, the advantage of that is that when a Pocket PC is taken with a cellular service plan, then the initial cost of the device is often subsidized, meaning that you can spread the cost over a period of months. Devices powered by Windows Mobile Pocket PC come in a variety of shapes and sizes. Some of the devices only feature the core PDA buttons, which can be used to retrieve information, or some devices, such as the one I'm going to demonstrate today, the Qtech 9000, is supplied with a integrated keyboard. This device also has a memory card slot, stereo speakers, a mini headphone jack, also the ability to access wireless networks and the mobile phone network. The features, processor speed, available memory, and so on will vary from device to device, in the same way that if you choose a computer, you may want to take a look at the hardware specification of that computer. So you've as much choice really with Pocket PC as you have on the desktop. And when I say handheld, I really do mean handheld. These are devices that are often less than an inch thick, no more than I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 inches tops in length, and then perhaps in depth, we may be talking 2 or 3 inches. So obviously the form factor will vary depending on the size of the device, but we really are talking about handheld devices. Often, as blind people, our perceptions of what constitutes a PDA are guided by pieces of bespoke hardware, often costing many thousands of dollars, and usually being about the size of a laptop. In contrast, a PDA, as I've said, is handheld, and even if you don't take it with a mobile phone service plan, you can expect to pay somewhere in the region of $300 to $600, or you may even be able to get one cheaper at some of the budgets, or perhaps even pick one up second hand. As you would expect, when you get a PDA, it comes with the Windows Mobile operating system already installed. But unlike the desktop operating system Windows, the Microsoft Windows Mobile for Pocket PC includes some productivity applications. So we're talking about mobile versions of your familiar Office applications, such as Word Mobile, Excel Mobile, and the ability to review PowerPoint presentations. Something that I really should talk about early on in terms of Pocket PC is that many Pocket PC devices come with a touchscreen. And I know that many blind people, we shy away in horror when we hear the phrase touchscreen, but really it's not something to be afraid of. The Pocket HAL screen reading software, when we install that onto the Pocket PC, we don't impede the functionality of that touchscreen. So in the same way that occasionally somebody may need to use your personal computer, a sighted friend, the first thing that we hear is by people is, oh, can we turn that screen reader off because it's getting in the way. So we ensure that the original functionality of the PDA, i.e. the touchscreen, is left intact. So if a sighted user needs to use your PDA for any reason, it might be a colleague, it might be work situation, or perhaps it's just your spouse and you have a PDA between the two of you. I know many couples have a laptop which they both use. Then of course it's possible to use the stylus on the screen in the default state there with Pocket HAL. I have digressed actually slightly, so let's come back to Pocket HAL. What is Pocket HAL? Well, earlier on we talked about HAL, which is a fully fledged screen reader for the desktop PC, and we talked about what it meant to be a fully fledged screen reader. Well, Pocket HAL is, as the name suggests, a full fledged screen reader for Pocket PC devices. So all the things that you would expect to be able to do with your desktop screen reader, all that stuff we were talking about in terms of reading style information about your, you know, in your Word documents, and being able to set, you know, different voices up for different situations, and, you know, being told about different controls and how to interact with them and so on. All of those things that we know and expect from a fully fledged screen reader, the ability to choose a synthesizer, to choose a braille display, all of that which is true for HAL on the desktop under Windows is also true for Microsoft Windows Mobile running on the Pocket PC platform. So let's just take one step back here then. Before you can install Pocket HAL, you need to have a couple of things in place. So you, of course, need your Pocket PC device, which is running the Windows Mobile operating system. You also need access to a desktop computer or a laptop computer. You don't need this all the time, but at least to install the software, that's how you get Pocket HAL from the CD or the demo onto your device. You also need Microsoft's Active Sync, which is available free from the Microsoft website. It's a fairly straightforward download. Simply download and install Active Sync, and this will allow you to create a partnership between your desktop and your Pocket PC. So essentially, Active Sync is the bridge, if you will, that all things have to walk over to get from one to the other. It's also worth mentioning that Active Sync is often supplied on CD with your PDA, so no internet access is required. Also, with most PDAs as well as Active Sync, you often get a copy of Microsoft Outlook. If you haven't got Microsoft Outlook already, then you know, there's another reason there to pick up a PDA, because it comes with a full version of Outlook, not Outlook Express. This is full fat Outlook. So the only other element is, of course, the cable, which connects your Pocket PC device to your desktop PC. And these tend to be standard mini USB cables. At the desktop PC end, you have your USB host port, which is typically a flat rectangular type port, and then at the pocket PC end, you have a small square that plugs straight into your pocket PC. And when that mini USB cable is connected between your computer and your pocket PC, as well as being able to synchronize data, the cable will also act as a power conduit. So you're also recharging your PDA's batteries while your PDA is connected to your computer. So you don't need to carry an extra power cord around with you. So first of all, install ActiveSync. Then connect your Pocket PC and your desktop PC, and ActiveSync will pop up and guide you through the process of establishing a partnership between your desktop and handheld device. Once that's done, you're then ready to install Pocket HAL. Before you install Pocket HAL, it's worth pointing out that an ActiveSync partnership is simply a way of synchronizing data between your handheld device and your PC. So your personal information manager, Outlook in this case, which contains your email, contacts, calendar entries, and tasks, can all be synchronized with your handheld device. If you choose not to synchronize that data at this time, that's fine. You can cancel the partnership. Additionally, it's worth mentioning that your mobile device appears in My Computer, or Computer as it's going to be called in Windows Vista, and you can just copy and paste files on there as you would a removable USB drive. So that's worth knowing as well. So back to installing Pocket HAL then. So you run the Pocket HAL install from your desktop PC, and the components are installed onto the desktop. First of all, we install some documentation, and also the installer is installed into the Dolphin Mobile program group, so that should you need to run the installer at a later date, you don't need access to the application CD or the original self-extracting demo that you've downloaded. Why would you want to rerun the installer, I hear you cry? Well, this is part of the deal with Pocket HAL, that you may change the Braille device that you're using at a later stage. You may change your keyboard. You may, in fact, change your PDA. And one of the key advantages of Pocket HAL over the competition is that we recognize that people do change their PDAs sometimes as often as their mobile phones every 6 months or a year, and Pocket HAL gives you the freedom to do that. The software is licensed to you, the user, not to a specific device. So if you choose to move your license to a different device in 6 months' time, Dolphin are absolutely fine with that. So obviously during the installation process, you're asked to choose which synthesizer, Braille display and keyboard that you may wish to use with your Pocket PC device. But listen, I'm sure you're itching to hear Pocket HAL. So without any further ado, this is what you hear when your PDA first starts after installing Pocket HAL.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 1 of 15. Welcome to the Pocket HAL Wizard. This wizard has been designed to introduce you to Pocket HAL and to the mobile environment. The instructions are presented in a series of information screens. To navigate this wizard, you need to use the following buttons. Right for next page. Left for previous page. Down to repeat the message. Up to exit.
Okay, so fairly straightforward. And the only thing that we can really count on in terms of your PDA when you get it is that you're going to be able to find the arrow buttons. We don't know where any of the other buttons are going to be, or even what buttons you're likely to have. So when you're in the wizard, which is the startup wizard, the kind of the introduction, if you will, to Pocket HAL, you can press any of the keys on your PDA, and Pocket will tell you what it is.
F1.
So that's my F1 key there.
Tab button, PDA buttons.
Okay, so I'm told that that's a tab button.
Shift button, PDA buttons.
Okay, so I don't need to know physically anything about this PDA. As soon as I install the software, I can press buttons on here and straight away find out what they are.
J, H, G, F.
Just P. Pressing keys on the keyboard there.
Equals.
Okay. So the arrow keys let us control the wizard. So we heard that right arrow then would take us to the next page of the wizard. So let's do that.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 2 of 15. Pick up your PDA and go. You don't need a keyboard to access the information on your mobile device. Pocket Al uses the buttons to give you access to your mobile applications. With Pocket Al, the select button becomes the enter key. The navigation buttons remain the navigation keys, moving the focus up, down, left, and right. Pocket Al also makes use of four of your device's application buttons. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
So really just reiterating what I was saying earlier on. So let's continue now with the wizard.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 3 of 15. Application buttons. Pocket Al assigns Shift, Ctrl, Tab, and Back commands to four of your application buttons. Press each of your application buttons now, and Pocket Al will tell you which key assignment it has been given. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
So as you heard there, Shift, Control, Tab, and Back have been assigned to PDA buttons. So typically most Pocket PC devices will have four PDA buttons. So I'm just going to press my PDA buttons here on this device to find out which is which.
Back button, PDA buttons.
There's the back.
CTRL button, PDA buttons.
That's the control. So they're the two buttons that are on the front edge of this device. I could take you through a detailed physical description of this particular PDA, but there's not really a lot of point because, you know, each PDA is going to be different. So the point is that Pocket Al is giving you the tools you need in order to take control of your PDA.
Tab button, PDA buttons.
Oh, I found the tab button there.
Shift button, PDA buttons.
So I know where the four PDA buttons are now. Excellent. And I know that I can press right arrow to continue on with the wizard.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 4 of 15. Navigating using buttons. The Shift, Ctrl, and Tab can all be used to move around the screen just like navigating with a keyboard. Both the Shift and Ctrl buttons are locked on with a single press. They will remain on until a second button is pressed. This allows you to operate key combinations with a finger or thumb. Pressing the Shift or Ctrl button twice will unlock the key. To mute Pocket Al, press the Ctrl button twice. Ping speech will stop Pocket Al speaking until something new happens on the screen. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
That's telling you how modifiers tend to work on their PDAs. So typically a modifier, you press the key once and it's sticky. So it stays on until you press another key, and then that action is invoked and the modifier is then released, or if you press the modifier a second time, the modifier would then, of course, be released as well.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 5 of 15. The Today screen and Start menu. To go to the Today screen, press Shift Back buttons. And, while on the Today screen, the Shift Back buttons will open the Start menu. Press the Back button to close the Start menu. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, so if your PDA doesn't have a Windows key on it, you can use Shift Back, which will take you to the home screen. And if you're on the home screen, then Shift Back will open the Start menu. And we'll come on and describe the home screen in a little while here and show you what the home screen is. It's really the Windows Mobile equivalent to the desktop, although it's far more useful as it provides you with a snapshot of all the things that are happening in your life at the moment, whether it be new messages and so on.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 6 of 15. Menu bars and toolbars. To move the focus to the menu bar, press shift right buttons. To move the focus to the toolbar, press shift left buttons. To simply announce what items are on the menu bar, press Ctrl left buttons. To open the context menu for an item, press shift select buttons. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, obviously lots to take in there. And this really is telling you about the various Pocket Al hotkeys, and we can have this information repeated with the down arrow. Don't worry, there won't be a test at the end, so you don't need to remember these hotkeys, but basically the wizard there introducing some of the Pocket Al hotkeys to read toolbars and menu bars that you would typically find in Pocket PC applications.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 7 of 15. Closing menus and dialogues. To close an open menu, dialog, or message window, press the back button. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, so what you tend to find in many Pocket PC applications is that dialogues will often have a close button that's not in the tab order. So that being the case, then you can use the back button, and often changes that you make to settings are saved straight away. Changes that you make to a document, for example, in Word Mobile, they're saved straight away. You don't need to manually save the document every X number of minutes. So let's move on to the next page here.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 8 of 15. Tap. To tap the currently selected item, press CTRL select buttons. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, so tap basically simulates a sighted user using the stylus to tap an item on the screen. So you may want to use HAL's virtual cursor to browse the contents of the screen, and then you may find something that that you need to tap that can't ordinarily get keyboard focus, and Control Select there will allow you to do that.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 9 of 15. Moving in bigger steps. If you find yourself reviewing an email, note or document, and you need to skip through it quickly, then press shift up or down buttons. This simulates a page up or page down key press. This will scroll you a screen of data at a time and start reading automatically from the top of the screen. To start document, read from the current cursor position, press control back. Press back a second time to stop and reposition the cursor. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, more information there, of course, about navigating through larger chunks of text. So you can review information on a screen at a time, or of course you can perform a document read, as you would expect with any complete screen reader.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 10 of 15. Pocket HAL function menu. Pocket HAL's function menu contains the main functions you are likely to require quick and easy access to. To open the Pocket HAL function menu, press CTRL right buttons. This menu includes Open Pocket HAL control panel pop-up menu, switch to all tab, soft reset, PDA status battery system tray, press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
The Pocket HAL control right menu provides access to some of the most frequently requested shortcuts that that people need access to. So the ability to switch tasks, access the Pocket HAL control panel, perhaps perform a soft reset of the PDA, get back to this wizard even, are all things that are available from the control right menu in Pocket HAL. So that's a useful one to know. We're 2/3 of the way through the Pocket HAL startup wizard, so not far to go, and then we'll take a look at the taste screen.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 11 of 15. Switch to all tab. The switch to dialog provides the means to switch between open programs. With a keyboard, this is regularly performed by pressing the alt tab keys. When this option is selected in the function menu, the dialog will remain fixed on the screen. This allows you to use the up and down buttons to select your application. Use the back button to exit the dialog without making a selection. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
That's quite important, the Alt-Tab capability there that that we've built in, because what tends to happen with Pocket PC is that when you exit an application, often it remains hanging around in the background using up memory until the operating system decides to close it. So Alt-Tab is a really useful way to see exactly which applications are still open.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 12-15. Getting your keyboard connected. The Dolphin keyboard driver enables keyboard input on your mobile device. Choose your keyboard during installation. By default, the HP Bluetooth keyboard is enabled. To use an alternate keyboard, connect your mobile device to your computer, select Dolphin Mobile from the Programs group in the Start menu, and run the Dolphin C installer. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Pocket HAL makes it easy for you to choose between a selection of wireless Bluetooth keyboards, which can be chosen in the installer. And if you change your keyboard, of course, you can just reconnect your Pocket PC to your desktop PC and run the installer and change your keyboard selection there. I think the important thing to say is it's really a personal preference as to whether or not you'd prefer the comfort of a larger foldable keyboard. Say larger, these things can usually fold up and fit inside a you know, a small purse, as you folks in the US would call it, we'd say a handbag. But yeah, typically the foldable keyboards, when they're folded up, are not much larger than the PDAs themselves. But typically they provide a laptop-style QWERTY keyboard. However, the PDA that I'm using today has a integrated keyboard, which has 61 keys. It's more of a thumb board, really, and I'm quite comfortable with that. However, I know many do prefer the larger keys. So really, it is a personal preference.
Dolphin Startup Cert, page 13 of 15. Advanced features. Pocket HAL includes many of the advanced features that you have come to expect from a screen reader, all on your mobile device. The virtual focus lets you move on the screen using your keyboard. Verbosity schemes let you control the amount of information spoken. And there is much more. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, so this is alluding to some of the information that I shared with you earlier on about what constitutes a full screen reader.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 14 of 15. More advanced features. Pocket HAL is a professional tool. It includes the option to use training mode to create access to new applications without the need to learn a coding language. You are also not restricted to just one keyboard or synthesizer. Pocket HAL supports a choice of keyboards, braille displays, and synthesizers. Both braille input and output are supported. All these devices are mapped seamlessly through the Dolphin C installer. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, and one last time, I'm going to press the right arrow to take us onto the final page of the Pocket HAL introductory wizard.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 15 of 15. Keep up to date. Keep up to date with Pocket HAL and all the exciting developments at Dolphin by visiting our website. Also discover information on other products that provide access solutions for everyone with a vision or print impairment. Learn about digital talking books and how to create them at the click of a button with easy-to-use applications. Dolphin website. http://www.yourdolphin.com. To exit this wizard, press the up button now. If you want to review this wizard at a later time again, you can open it from the help menu in the HAL control panel. Press left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, so there we are. We've completed the Pocket HAL startup wizard, which hopefully will give you a good overview of many of the commands and features that are available within this full screen reader for Pocket PC. Okay, so let's take you to the today screen.
One calendar button, two contacts.
Okay, and we're hearing there that button one is calendar and button two is contacts, a concept that users of Pocket PC need to become familiar with is of soft keys. So what tends to happen is that there are two labels on the screen that change depending on your current context. So if you're on a word processor, they may say something different compared with when a media player. So these sometimes have hardware buttons corresponding to them on the Pocket PC device, or failing that, you can just tap the bottom left hand corner or the bottom right hand corner of your screen, and that will tap either of these soft keys. So we've been told that the left soft is the calendar and the right soft is contact. So if I press the right soft now.
Button. One new button. Two menu contacts into Azel07989.
Okay, so we've heard there that we've gone into the contacts, and Azel is the first contact there in my list. Of course, the soft key definitions have changed. So on the today's screen, the soft key definitions were contacts and calendar. Now, if I press Control Left.
Control. New menu.
Okay, I can hear that the soft keys are now new and menu. So,
but menu new contact shortcut N. Beam contact shortcut B. Copy contact shortcut C. Delete contact shortcut D. Options shortcut O.
Okay, so these are some of the things that are appearing in my contacts menu. And of course, you can hear that the screen reader is telling you about the various alphabetic shortcuts there as well. So N would be for create a new contact, for example. But anyway, we were going to show you the today screen, so let's go back there.
Button. One calendar button. Two contacts.
Okay, so we're back on today's screen. I'm just going to arrow down there.
Selected Monday, February 20th, 2006.
And you can hear the current date there. I could press enter at this point and change the date and time, as well as set a number of different alarms.
Owner, Dave Williams.
Just narrowing down, the owner is Dave Williams. So the similarity between the desktop and the today screen is that really it is the starting point from where everything else leads. However, I think the important thing to say about the today screen is that really it's comprised of dynamic elements. So things that change, status information that relates to your PDA, how many new messages and the like, and the current date and so on. This is information that's constantly changing, whereas the desktop tends to be a fairly static environment, although I'm sure that'll change in the future. So I'm continuing to arrow down there through my today screen.
Text messages. One unread.
Okay, text messages. I've got one unread text message. So text messages are sent using the cellular phone capability of this device. So I could just press enter here now and I will be presented with my list of text
end
messages.
Of line. Outlook email, six unread.
And my Outlook email, I've got six unread email messages there. So let's go into to that one. Just press enter on the Pocket PC.
Button, one new button. Too many Outlook email windows. Jeff Bishop 1260715 KRE Windows Vista open.
Okay, so we're now on my list of email messages. As you can hear, there's an email there from Jeff Bishop, and I can just arrow up and down as I would were I in Outlook on the desktop, and open each of these items, reply to them, and perform all the standard tasks. And as you heard there, when we came into the list of messages, the soft keys have changed as well. My left soft now, I think, is new, and the right soft is menu, similar to going into contacts, actually.
Control. New menu.
There we are. So I'm just going to hit back to go back to my today screen.
Button. One calendar button. Two contacts.
Okay, and we can hear that the soft keys have changed again. So I'm going to arrow down.
Selected Monday, February 20th. Owner, Dave Williams. Text messages. One Outlook email. Six unread. One active task.
Okay, so I have an active task there, which is obviously being synchronized when I've connected this to my PC.
No upcoming appointments.
And currently there's no appointments in this calendar, actually. It's been a little while since I synchronized this particular PDA with my PC. So let's add an appointment then. Just press enter where it says no appointments.
Button. One day button. Two menu window workspace, no appointments. List view.
Okay, so bring up the menu with the right soft key 2.
But menu new appointment, shortcut N.
Okay, we know that new appointment there is shortcut N. I could have press enter or N, because we'll use enter in this particular case.
Button, one menu button, two menu calendar, okay, window appointment, property sheet subject, blank line pull down edit area.
Okay, so you can hear that we're in a pull-down edit area. So I could either enter some text here or press arrow down.
Drop down, no selection. Meet with. Lunch. Dinner. Visit. Call. Birthday.
Okay, so all sorts of options here.
Complete. Conference.
Okay, so...
Business trip.
I happen to know I've got a business trip coming up on the 7th of March, so let's choose that.
Calendar, okay, window. Tab, control, appointment, pitch.
Okay, I'm going to tab.
Appointment, property, location, blank line, pull down, edit area.
I know that the location actually is in Liverpool.
L-I-V-E-R-P-O-L.
Okay, so... I've entered that.
Starts 2006.
Okay, and it is actually, the appointment is in March, so that's...
Starts 2006. Pick date window. February 2006, Monday 20, disabled, unselected list. Monday 27, disabled, unselected. Mark, Monday 13, disabled, unselected. Monday 6, disabled, unselected. Tuesday 7, disabled, unselected.
Okay, so I've selected my date there. I'm going to press enter.
Calendar, okay, window. Appointment starts. 3706, property sheet.
Okay, and if I tab.
Start. 12:00 PM pull down edit area 12:00 PM.
Okay, that'll do at 12 noon. So obviously I can go on and set various properties for this appointment. So I'm done with that, so I can hit back now.
Button. One day button. 2 minutes. New window workspace business trip list view one item. Button. One calendar button.
That information now has been stored away. And the next time I connect the device to my PC and synchronize using ActiveSync, then of course that appointment will be added to my Outlook calendar. Particularly useful in a working environment using Microsoft Exchange server and other people are able to add things to your calendar. I found myself out and about and looking at my PDA and discovered appointments that I didn't even realize I had because they were added to my calendar in my absence, and then I connected the PDA to the PC, synchronized, and what do you know, all that data is then populated in the Pocket PC. Other things that you might like to do, as well as reading and writing emails, managing contacts using the calendar, is, as I indicated earlier on, Pocket PC really a productivity type device. So we could go and use Word Mobile. I'm just going to hit the Windows key on this device, or I could, of course, use Shift Back to open the Start menu.
Button. One contact button.
And then
button.
P for programs.
Menu today short programs window. File Explorer selected. List view. Quantity item. Wireless Manager selected. Wireless Modem selected. Word Mobile selected.
Okay, I'm just tapping W there to get to Word Mobile.
Button. One new button. Two menu Word Mobile window. Can text 8101K unselected list. Flights 1127Z6505B selected.
Okay, I have some flights information here. I think this was when I went to the ATIA conference in Orlando in Florida, and I thought it'd be useful to just have my flight information in my pocket so that I could refer to it, obviously.
Button. One view button. Two menu Word Mobile window. Flight 228-NAV-06 edit area.
Actually, this is a flight from last year. It's not the ATIA conference at all. I think this might be my my flight to Brussels when I went to an event with Dolphin and Microsoft and the EU.
Birmingham. Left parenthesis BHX. Right parenthesis. Depart. 10:20. Terminal. 2.
So this was just some notes about where my flight went from, just for my own reference, which I still have stored in this PDA. So we're in Word Mobile now. And as you heard, when we went into Word Mobile, we were presented with a list of documents. Rather than being placed straight into an edit area, you're actually popped into a list of documents. And then from there, you select a document or create a new document. Okay, so view and menu. So I'll just pop up the Word Mobile menu so you can hear what's in there.
Menu undo disabled shortcut.
Okay. Undo, obviously disabled.
Redo disabled shortcut R. Cut disabled shortcut T.
So these options are analogous to those that you would find in the edit menu in Microsoft Word for the desktop.
Copy disabled shortcut C. Paste disabled shortcut P. Edit as submenu shortcut E.
Okay. There's a submenu there. So let's
menu.
Go in there.
Find. / replace shortcut F. Clear disabled shortcut C. Select all shortcuts.
So we're starting to get a little bit short on time. So as you can hear, plenty of functionality there in Word
Edit
Mobile.
Edit as submenu. Format as submenu shortcut F. Menu. Font shortcut F. Paragraph shortcut P. Tools as submenu shortcut O.
Just very quickly skipping through some of the menus so you can hear some of the options that would be available to you if you needed to create or edit a document whilst out on the road.
Spelling shortcut S.
So obviously you've got the spell checker in here.
Word count shortcut W.
A word count.
Insert date shortcut I.
The ability to insert the current date.
Options shortcut O. Spelling shortcut S.
And further options. Let's
word
just do a quick
shortcut
word count.
W. Button. One view button. Two menu Word Mobile OK window document word count. 66 document character count. 366 bitmap.
told there's only 66 words in this document. So just, as I say, some notes I just scratched down for my my own reference. Obviously, there are other applications that are on the Pocket PC. We could spend quite a lot of time on each of them. Excel is one that I have used to keep track of my expenses while I've been away on business. Another application which I enjoy quite a lot on the Pocket PC, Windows Media Player, allowing me to keep listening to my podcasts and audiobooks and music and so on while I'm away. So really, this is an accessible MP3 player as much as anything else. And of course, the internet. So I have access to a wireless network here. So just let's very quickly go into the start menu.
Button. One menu button. Two menu menu today shortcut T.
And I'm just going to hit I for internet.
Button. One favorites button. Two menu Internet Explorer window toolbar file. //backslash windows. / default htm pull down edit area file. Internet Explorer OK window. Open property sheet favorites Pocket PC web guide. Windows mobile. Windows media com.
So I've opened up my favorites here.
BBC PDA.
Okay, and there's the BBC PDA site. So just press enter on there, and this page will hopefully open, he says. All things being well with the Wi-Fi and everything.
Button. One stop button. Two menu. Button. One back button. Two menu hypertext blank line.
Okay, it sounds like it's downloaded, so I'm just going to arrow down the page now. Page is loaded into Pocket Internet Explorer.
Frame. Blank line. Blank line. Welcome to the PDA edition of BBC Coac. Yasinomer. Police almost shot 217 suspect. Police armed with submachine guns almost killed one of the 217 bomb suspects, a court is told.
Okay, well, there you go. You can hear there's a news story there at the top of the BBC page, which relates to the 21st of July attempted attacks on the London Underground in 2005.
More link.
And so there we have it, a very quick look at Pocket PC accessed using Pocket HAL. It's very difficult to introduce a full screen reader and a complete operating system in the time available to us today. However, I hope this has given you a taste of what is possible using mainstream technology made accessible with Dolphin's Pocket HAL. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to take them. And don't forget, of course, you can visit Dolphin on the web at www.yourdolphin.com. That's www.yourdolphin.com. Dolphin support is available via email by writing to support@dolphinusa.com. That's support@dolphinusa.com. And if you'd like to contact me at Dolphin, then you can do so by writing to dave.williams@dolphinuk.co.uk. That's dave.williams@dolphinuk.co.uk.